Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
How has your week been? How has your year been? As we begin a new church year with Advent, it can give us pause to look back and reflect, and to look forward and hope. My guess is that there are times when it can seem that things can't get any worse. And then they do get worse. It's like a bad day at the arcade game Whack-A-Mole, except you are the mole and you're getting whacked every time you pop your head up. Over these past few weeks, I've heard numerous situations, all of which I wouldn't want to be in. Terminal cancer diagnosis. Some with no prehistory, others with a prehistory. Accidents leading to paralysis and permanent change of living. Legal crises, financial crises, sudden deaths and unexpected deaths. Almost synonymous, but not exactly. And in the conversations that I have, because I'm a pastor, I hear, occasionally it's explicit, out loud, more often it is quiet, under the surface, where is God? There are no magic answers to take away the tough times themselves. In fact, many answers trying to defend God probably make things worse. But that is not to say that there are no answers. And one answer is to comment that this phenomenon is not just about living now, a thing of our contemporary, globally aware living. At Sea Cadets this month, when thanking the cadets for their effort and work, drill practice, poppy appeal collecting they were doing in preparation for the Remembrance Sunday and Remembrance Day events, I mentioned that tough times are part of human history. The first two names read out on our local cenotaph's honour roll are of two brothers who died on the same day in the Battle of the Somme. Tragedies are not new to families or individuals. The psalmist, and now we're back nearly 3,000 years ago, cried to God, "Why, O Lord, do you stand afar away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Psalm 10. Job, as part of his desire to take God to court for his suffering, makes the point that the wicked do prosper, and God lets that happen, and he shouldn't. So Job is saying in Job chapter 21, "How often is it that the lamp of the wicked is put out, that their calamity comes upon them, that God distributes pains in his anger, that they are like straw before the wind and like chaff that the storm carries away. You say, God stores up their iniquity for their children. Let him pay it out to them, that they may know it. Let their own eyes see their destruction, and let them drink of the wrath of the Almighty." Human perception of right and wrong, justice and injustice, simply gives ammunition to our sense that if there's a God, he doesn't really care, and we are blind to the world we have made in our own image. My second answer doesn't seem much at first, often because it seems banal and unhelpful, even unwanted. And it is that God in Jesus Christ understands suffering and the "it's not fair" cries, and is with his people every day with his unfailing love and presence to help us live. Fat lot of good that does if God doesn't help us, snorts the world. We understand the sentiment. However, what is meant is, fat lot of good that does if God doesn't help us as we want. You see, especially here, we don't want a relationship with God, but we want his actions. Especially here, we want a genie God. But the suffering Jesus doesn't abandon sufferers to their isolation and draws people to him personally. And this relationship doesn't take the trouble away, but reorients us to face the trouble from the big perspectives of sin and grace, and also now and eternity. The trouble can be born from within a relationship with God, who alone never abandons us, who alone truly understands what we're going through. And so we look to the cross. We may not understand fully why troubles happen, but this world is full of troubles. And with Jesus, we are never alone in the life we find ourselves living. After all, nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. A blessed new church year to us all. Let us pray. Jesus, Son of God, you have promised to reappear in glory at a time that no one knows. Keep us watchful in prayer and strong in faith as we wait to see you, trusting that you are with us now, every day, whatever happens that day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.